I think night practices have always suited our team well. Usually a decent fight in there, and I've always appreciated them. We've gone away from those, but I know the fans are always juiced up for it, and the players as well.
You guys seem to want a little bit more red zone than in past years.
I would have to look at the scripts for that, but scoring zones are always areas of emphasis for us. I'm not sure exactly, but we're always working on different things.
Holes in here?
Aaron, what do you anticipate your workload being maybe Saturday?
I would say it's probably going to be fairly light, if I were guessing here. I don't want to put anybody out, but I would think it's going to be a light work, as we usually do. The thing about this team, and as you can tell, we're a pretty deep team. We got a lot of athleticism and talent in different areas. One area especially is quarterback. So, I know they want to get Matt and Scott extended looks, and also Chase gets some action too. So it just depends on how much Mike wants me to go, whether that's a series or two or a quarter, whatever it is, I'll be ready.
What do you like when you're done and you're watching? What are you watching for? I know you talk to the quarterbacks when they're on the field, but when you're watching the game, are there certain things you're looking for out of the game?
I'm looking for very intelligent or interesting or funny signs in the crowd during timeouts. And then when our guys are on the field, just helping them out with different things I might see. Some I can tell them when they come off on the sideline. We look at the pictures together, but, it's a different perspective when you're on the sideline. So if I see something, I might point it out to them. But I like to stay engaged in the game because, it's important. I want those guys to do well and play well and help them out when I can.
What has Don Barclay's just versatility been able to add to your team the last few years, and how much will you miss that, having a guy that can play every position?
Yeah, we'll miss Don a lot. We've had swing guys like that in the past. Darren College, who did it for a number of years as a starter and could play four positions. Don could really play all five positions for us, so we're going to have to find somebody to step up and fill that role. Don is an incredible teammate, a great player, and we're really going to miss him out there this year. But as is the case in years past, somebody's got to step up and fill that role, gives the other guys opportunities, and they have a chance to do something special now.
The limited amount of time that you're out there, do you just make sure that the tempo that you've established in training camp is there? Do you make sure that guys know where to line up? What are your goals, would you say, or what things that you're thinking when you're in there?
Well, it's usually flawless execution. That's kind of the goal every time you take the field. Now, that's not always attainable. Even in the preseason, there's going to be some bumps along the way. But you try and go out there and make the right checks, get yourself in good situations, be accurate, move the football down the field and score points. But, we'll see what happens when we get out there. There's going to be some young guys and some different things. It'll be good to get some tempo with JC out there and maybe get Devontae involved.
Aaron, at one point the other day in the Brett Favre press conference over there, you talked about a picture of yourself, Bart, and Brett, and just your whole reaction to that day and that news.
I think it's great. I think, I've kind of been on the forefront of getting this thing done, in my own way. I wanted to make sure that my voice was out there in behind Brett coming back, because I think it's important to bring him back into the fold. And it was a great thing to be able to announce that, retiring his number, putting him in the Packer Hall of Fame, which is obvious. Of course, it's going to happen. I mean, he's one of the greatest Packers of all time and one of the greatest NFL players of all time, too. So it'll be fun to get him back here and hopefully get him here in the fall as well.
It was 6 years ago today when he was traded to New York. I mean, in your mind, the last couple of years, the sooner the better.
I don't know about that. I just think it's, from when we got to present together till now, it's as far as my mind has been concerned, it's the right thing to do. So I'm excited for Brett and his family, excited for the Packers and the fans.
Aaron, Flynn was saying the other day, though, that he was at an airport on his way back from the rookie symposium when the news broke that he might be coming back, and he thought, oh, no, I might not have a job. Do you ever think back to that time? I mean, does it ever enter your mind? Does anything click in your mind, make you think of that? And what are your recollections?
I feel like we're so far on the other side of that, and that situation. It definitely built a lot of character, I think, in myself and a lot of people dealing with the uncertainty at times and some of the comments along the way. But, I'm very proud of what we've accomplished here and collectively and individually. I'm very proud of the opportunity to be a Packer and the fact that they're keeping me around for a while. So this has been a special place to play. I'd like to start and finish my career here. I think there's something really special about that. And I think it's great that we can all move forward together. And as we've done as an organization with so many past players, you know, once a Packer, always a Packer. I'm not sure if we're gonna do that yet, unless Mike has said that. But if that is the case, that'll change. The last 6 years, come off and look at the pictures with Tom and Ben, and then you talk about and move forward. Tom's been a great supporter, a great ally, a great teacher for so many years. It'll be a different role, but I'm sure that Alex and I and the quarterbacks would kind of look at the pictures together and talk about them and make the adjustments.
It's early in his return, but have you been impressed with Jeff Janis? He had that nice catch today. And how far does he have to come yet to get caught up with the rest of that?
He's got a ways to go. I've been teasing him a little bit about his affliction, but I'm glad that he's all healed up and ready to go. But Jeff's a talented guy. I think we saw in the spring and summer the kind of talent he's got. There's an opportunity there with Jared going down for him, for Miles, for Alex, for Chris, for Gerard. You know, to step in and make some plays.
In your mind, how much do the preseason games matter for those young players versus what they do in practice to impress you, to earn playing time?
Well, I think that it needs to be balanced. You know, if a guy's making a lot of plays in practice, he shouldn't be downgraded if he doesn't get a chance in the game. Sometimes you, based on coverages or the amount of playing time or the situation, you know, if we're way ahead or way behind, you might not get the same amount of opportunities. So guys need to remember that every rep in training camp practice is important. And then when you're playing on the field, you're being watched by 32 teams. So it's a job interview every time you step on the field.